It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. For the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread, download the BetQL app today.
Indeed. You can definitely do that. It costs
Gotta download it. Gotta do it. Gotta download it. Yeah. Like we say it all the time. Or they do. Yeah.
It's a Pokemon. Like you gotta download them all.
Hmm.
Sure. BetQL or a Pokemon, what would BetQL's name be?
Oh man. I don't
there
even know.
There are some really funny choices and none of which I can probably say on the air.
Okay. Like what would you be? Rick Camp, our former executive producer, is laughing offline right now. What would some of your names be?
Rick, what do you got for us?
I don't have anything, but I'm interested because I was thinking of like existing Pokemon that either BetQL or certain programs that are used quite often could be.
Okay. I think it's, you know what, we should probably do is just skate past this.
It would be
Pikachu because it's really lovable and everyone's into it. That's what it would be. It would be Pikachu. Pikachu. Five-star Pikachu.
I was going to call, there we go. Five-star Pikachu.
Five-star Pikachu, courtesy of BetQL.
Giannis's rebounds, 13 and a half.
Pikachu.
Over.
What are some of the games like Stetson over. Now I'm talking about Parrot.
Yeah, now basically it's Parrot Chew, I believe is what you've ended up creating there.
Yeah. I want a cracker. All right. 20 minutes from now, Josh Norris is going to join us, Odyssey Sports Fantasy Football Insider. We'll get back to the NFL playoff bracket, which is just like, I feel like we could honestly do the whole 4-hour show on that and probably still have time left over tomorrow to continue it. Power Hour, Final Hour, all our bets for tonight, including in the National Basketball Association, where I personally, unabashedly, will be stealing bets. I guess it's not stealing if I'm saying right now that I'm going to do it. We'll be stealing NBA player props for tonight and perhaps some sides and totals from the Prince of Props himself. And Prince of Props, I am the prop king, but that is not to be like he is in below me in the royal court. Rick's NBA player props are a notch above basically what anyone else does, basically with anything in the prop community across any sports. For our friends over at 4for4, you remember Rick, of course, as our old executive producer on You Better You Bet, now the executive producer of the Bernstein and Rahimi show on 670 The Score in Chicago, continues to do stellar NBA work for our friends over at 4for4. Rick on Twitter, Rick's at Rick C. Camp, and the I'm Fat podcast as well. Rick, how you doing, my friend, since the last time we spoke to you?
I'm doing really well. Finally feel like I'm getting settled in the new gig. Maybe, you know, having a week off at the end of the calendar year helped a little bit. Could have. But, you know, I'm feeling good, and I feel like I've really hit my stride with the props. So I feel like I've figured a few things out that maybe I was working through earlier in the year and, you know, doing good on all accounts for once.
Rick, for people that are listening, I mean, obviously a lot of people remember you from your first iteration on our show, but, you know, maybe they don't remember that you used to come on with us and give, you know, 20 minutes of NBA props sometimes and really like list them off. And you mentioned that sounds like your process is, you know, maybe it's improving, or maybe it's just streamlining, like you're changing the way you do things to make it as simple as possible. Maybe some tips out there for people, like there's going to be a lot of interest in NBA props, especially once the NFL really starts declining in number of games here. Just, you know, what have you changed? And maybe some of our listeners could take advantage of that advice as well.
I think it's more figuring out like percentages in terms of, so with the NFL, if we want to make that comp, you don't necessarily target receptions every week. You're targeting volume in general in terms of targets. That's what you're looking for. Where in the NBA, you can do that with props as well, and especially in terms of rebounds and assists, because it's smaller numbers that you're dealing with. So instead of looking at someone's just straight up assist number or straight up rebound number, I'm always looking at potential assists, and I'm looking at rebounding chances, because that's the more truer indication of volume. And you know, sometimes obviously with the NBA, a bounce here, a bounce there makes something happen that can skew what numbers actually look like. And then when I find something that looks off, whether it's a three-game stretch where a player vastly, you know, does something different than their norm, I'm looking into why. And I think it's kind of streamlining my process a bit, so I have more time to look into the whys of anomalies and see if there's anything that can be gleaned from it moving forward. One of them that we were talking about offline is Steven Adams is questionable for Memphis tonight. I would love to know if he's playing, because when he's out now, instead of Jaren Jackson staying at the four, he becomes a small ball five and they just play smaller. Well, his rebounding opportunities go through the roof. He's not a great rebounder, but when the volume of opportunities goes up to the point that they do when he's at center, like his prop should be probably three rebounds higher than it is right now if he starts at center. So those are the types of things that I feel like I've gotten a better or better grasp of.
Rick, if we move away from player props here and just general NBA betting conversation, is it concerned side and totals? Like one thing Ken and I, and I give Ken a lot of credit because he's the one that brought this up like probably a couple weeks ago, right? That at some point there was going to be like a flip switch for the Boston Celtics. And it looks like maybe that's happened over the course of their last couple games. I bet them last night beat the Pacers by 19 points. Is there anything you've noticed here, not just props, but sides and totals with the NBA? Anything that you've latched onto as of late or anything that you feel like is on the cusp of happening, something that we can all make money on?
I feel like we're still with totals, and this is anecdotal. I haven't done a lot of actual research into it. Felt like we just got slammed with unders to start. Then we had our huge over movement, and it feels like that we might be starting to regulate a little bit towards a little more balance. I could
Can you give
be
us
wrong
your best
Warren
G impersonation for the rest of this answer? You know that totals got to regulate.
I'm not going to top that, so I'm not going to try. Okay. but yeah, like I feel like with totals, things are balancing out. And honestly, I've kind of not shocking to you guys, considering how few sides and totals I've played normally. I've almost just played player props this year. Like I looked at my sheet right before I came on. I've got like 450 bets on the season, and I think like 90% of them are player props. Last year, I was around 75% being player props. So I think I'm just more or less, I think I'm better in my small focus, and that's where my strengths lie, where, you know, like I'll hear you guys bring stuff up that I'm like, I didn't even think of that because I'm so far into the weeds that I'm not, you know, I'm not seeing the tree through the forest, or if I probably jacked up that metaphor, that's not shocking. But yeah, so I think I'm just playing my strengths more. Yeah, there we
go. Yeah, that's all right. Close enough.
Right? Whatever. Give us some winning NBA bets, clown.
Yeah, exactly.
Poke, trees, give us some bets.
Yeah, trees, forests, all that kind of stuff. You guys are not going to like me because I only have one locked in right now for tonight, but it's a very me bet.
I'm going to like you if it wins. Yeah.
How about what game is it in?
It is in Golden State, Milwaukee.
Oh, good. I was going to ask you about that game anyway. Okay.
I was trying to think of like what. So it's obviously some kind of player prop. I'm going to get. Is it a rebound prop?
It is.
All right, well, Drew's not. I'm going to guess it's on the Milwaukee side. Well, it could be either because Draymond's not playing, so it could really be either way. I can't really fathom a guess.
It's like Kevon Looney rebounds or something stupid like that.
How about Jordan Nwora under 4?
Oh,
and
yeah,
half
love
rebounds.
Him. Oh, and an under, that. Too. Jordan Nwora under. Nwora. Yeah.
Yes,
here's an irrelevant guy to be irrelevant. Sounds awesome. Sounds like a great bet.
Well, he's a guy. I love him because he gets the volume to play. So I think there's just more assumption that he's getting the rebounding chances, like every rebounding chance that Jrue Holiday would have gotten because he's starting at the one for Milwaukee. But he really isn't, because now that Connaughton and DiVincenzo are back and Grayson Allen's also going to be playing tonight, he's not getting all of the volume in terms of minutes or in terms of rebounding chances. His average distance of rebound is further out than Jrue Holiday's was, and especially in the last game, so I've played this for a few games consecutively against Charlotte, who's not the best shooting team in the world. They were playing zone against Charlotte because they were just kind of getting cooked off the dribble, and Nwora had zero rebounds late into the third quarter. But when the Milwaukee went zone, he was one of the back people in the zone. They played more of a 3-2 than a 2-3. And he was basically standing on the weak side block more often than not and only got uncontested rebounds. I don't think that's going to be the case against a Golden State team that can shoot the ball. So that was his main opportunity to really get those boards. He's gone under 4.5. He's had 3 or fewer in his last 3 and had one spike performance that really wasn't sustainable before that where he got 6. So I've bet under 4.5 and I've bet under 3.5. And depending on how I'm feeling before tip, I might add 2.5 just for the hell of it as well.
So Jordan Nwora rebounds under basically the best game tonight. Is there anything else? So you mentioned we have about 2 minutes left, 2-3 minutes left. The Adams like if then injury statement with how that affects yes. everything. Are there any other of those? So like injury situations in any game, obviously, like I think Durant was ruled out a couple hours ago for the Nets. They're on the second night of back to back after beating your Bulls last night. Maybe we talk about that if we have time. Any of those other injury situations where you're like close to making a bet, you want something to be confirmed sort of along the lines of the Adams one that you mentioned previously.
I want a little more clarity on who's going to play for Brooklyn, because like, I want to see, is Cam Thomas going to be someone that starts, or Kessler Edwards, who had a pretty good showing in the first half, especially last night. Is he going to get the Lu Dort? Is Lu Dort going to be guarding him? Cause then I may shy away from Kessler Edwards, but if not, I believe I saw his prop at 11.5 points. That's something I'm considering, but haven't pulled the trigger on yet, because I just want to see exactly what that starting lineup is going to look like for Brooklyn, to have an idea of who's going to be in what role. And then one that I've played a decent amount but haven't done enough research on yet today is Josh Hart over 4.5 assists. Last I checked, it was even money, and he's just a guy that that always gets the potential assists, because he's just an odd profile of a guy who's a guard, but his rebounds the ball really well, but he's a grab and go guy a lot of the time, where he'll get the rebounds. His rebound prop is around 8.5, and I believe it's juiced over, but so he'll bring the ball up himself, or he's just kind of like what Lonzo Ball is, what he, well, kind of used to be for New Orleans and now is for the Bulls, of he's kind of that glue guy, of where when there's a ball kicked out, he's normally the guy that's making the decision whether to pass it to the corner or to the top of the key. And a lot of times those are opportunities for assists. So he's a guy that gets plenty of opportunities, and he can do okay off the bounce himself. So he's got a lot of different ways to be able to get assists. And he always is a pretty unselfish guy who looks to set others up as much as he looks for his own shot.
Rick, in about 15 seconds here, what's the best thing you've eaten since the last time we spoke to you on the show?
Oh man, probably it's lame. It's a place I've talked about a lot, but the garlic butter fries with chicken from I Love Fries. They're fantastic.
I forgot about I Love Fries.
What a wonderful 5 second answer. Really? Garlic butter fries with chicken from I Love Fries.
And then so there's like a layer kind of mozzarella cheese.
It's like, what kind of chicken?
Like pulled chicken?
How's it
prepared?
Like pulled chicken? Oh, is it like cutlet or some kind?
It's chopped up. So
it's not an entire chicken.
Great answer, Rick. Rick is on Twitter at Rick C. Camp, executive producer of the Bernstein. The Bernstein Rahimi Show on 670 The Score. Good luck with all the bets tonight, especially Jordan Nwora. We'll catch up with you soon here, my friend.
Sounds good. Good to see you guys.
What kind of chicken? Chopped.
What kind of chicken? Delicious.
That's awesome. Hour three on the other side. We kick it off with Josh Norris here on You Better You Bet.
Michael Jenkins from The Daily Tip, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. Download the free Odyssey app now to watch and listen to The Daily Tip, BetQL Daily, You Better You Bet, and BetMGM Tonight on the BetQL Network.